The rule has been in place since 1991 to protect drinking water from lead, which has been linked to developmental issues in children. The proposed revisions would require water sampling at schools and daycare centers. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the changes would also require water systems to map all their lead service lines.
This way, we're ensuring the worst contaminated pipes aren't the last miles replaced, because it goes without saying that everyone, regardless of their zip code, deserves the safe drinking water.
Water utilities support the requirement to inventory lines. Wisconsin water systems have already identified more than 176,000 lead lines statewide. Environmental group Clean Wisconsin says the rule doesn't go far enough because it doesn't require replacing the pipes. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.